It's my second year getting to speak at the Vine. Last year I talked about the verb mother. So this year I'm going to try to share some stories about things I have learned from my child when I became the noun mother. And I recognize that Mother's Day can be pretty hard. I spent a lot of years wanting to be a mom and not. And every time I would go, it was always just some great sermon about how mothers are this and that, and it broke my heart. Other people, like just recently, I know we've had some moms go be with the Lord. It's been a couple of years since I lost my mom. It's a bittersweet day. And some people don't get to have a good relationship with their mom, and that's hard too. But I'm hoping that you can get some encouragement from some hopefully funny stories that I have learned from my child. So the first picture, hopefully, this is the first picture I have of Theodore on my phone. It's crazy, I don't have any pictures of like him like on me. I don't have any pictures of him. You know, the three of us, I don't know why we didn't take those pictures, but this is the picture that I have, which is great because this is about the time my world changed. I went into the hospital, and we thought we were going to have a nice little happy birth. Well, the doctor came in and said, you're not dilating. You can do this all tomorrow, or you can go have a C-section. And they told me, said, your water's low. He's not getting oxygen when you have a contraction. So we went ahead and did the C-section. Well, the doctor came in and he said, I'm all numb and everything. He's, we got a hand, we've got an elbow, we've got a little weenie. And it seemed to take forever for him to cry. It was probably just a few seconds, but you know, Harley and I are looking at each other like, when's it gonna cry, when's it gonna cry? And he hadn't stopped crying since. But so then they take him to the warmer. And they tell Harley he can go over there and take some pictures. So Harley's over there taking pictures, admiring the kid. I'm going, the anesthesiologist is patting my head because I'm over there by myself. And it's like, I finally said it'd be nice if I could see my own child. I was thinking he was going to bring a picture. But Harley actually picked him up and brought him over, which, if you know Harley, that's a big feat because he would not touch another person's child sitting down like you would let, you know, like a little kid, you put the baby in their lap. He wouldn't even do that. So he didn't lay him down or anything. He held him like this, but he brought him over. And it's like I felt a shift in my world. Because before, I had other things that I liked to do for God. You know, I loved music and different stuff. But my new biggest role was to make sure that Theodore knew Jesus, to teach him how much God loves him. And that's not to say that you can't do that as a non-mother, because I'm so thankful for our village here at the Vine, my village at home. Sometimes the world starts singing a song, I'm like, where'd you learn that? I didn't teach you that. It's because he's learned it at church or at daycare or with some family members. So we all have that. But, well, I hope we all have. But it's kind of like, you know, I work as a nurse right now. And there are certain jobs that I can do. I can give medications. I can change wound dressing, stuff like that. Well, our techs, they can take vitals and they can do some things, but they can't give medicine. So I have to say, can you check a blood pressure for me? Because I've got to do something else that they can't do. Well, that's kind of how it is. And if any of my tech friends are listening, you're awesome. I love you. You're wonderful. Don't think that is a bad thing. It's saying that we have to work together. But there are things that I can do as a mom that nobody else can do for that boy. It is a different relationship. It's not any better than any other thing or any other calling. I used to see that meme all the time. And it said, being a mother is the highest calling a woman can receive. It's a high calling. It's a high job. But it's not better. It's just we can do different things for that child. So my world shifted to make that my personal highest job. And the reason I make that very clear, or hope I'm making it clear, is because if you're not a mother, sometimes it can hurt. But your role is just as important, whatever God has called you to do. Because the biggest thing is not being called to do a job. It's being called of Christ. It's Him calling you and saying, hey, come to me. So that's why I even bring that up, because I never want anybody to think, because you have, it's not I have arrived. So I'm going to start some sharing some things that I have learned from Thor. So we're going to look at our second picture. This picture has him with a nice little thing in his mouth called a pacifier. That is, or can be, your best friend as a parent, right? We had started off, we weren't going to do a pacifier at first because we were trying to feed and I couldn't feed. And we were like, well, if that's going to be the case, guess what? We're getting the pacifiers. But you know what I found when he was hungry? I knew he was hungry. He'd be sucking on that pacifier like it was his job. I could not pull that thing out of his mouth almost. He was getting nothing from that pacifier except maybe a little comfort. I was wanting to give him something nourishing. I was wanting to give him, you know, formula. It was going to be beneficial to him. But he wanted that piece of plastic. And how many times are we like that? We have something that we want, and we want it so much, but it's not good for us. And God has something so much better for us, but we fight so hard to keep this thing that just really didn't do anything for us. And also, Thor has gotten into this thing now. He says, I wish I could have a Bowser castle, Lego castle. I wish I could go to the beach. I wish I could go to the moon. Now, some of the things, I mean, are normal things. We have the means that if we wanted to, we could probably go get him a lot of those things. But are they beneficial to him? It's kind of like, I needed that cookie this morning, right? No, I didn't. When we're little, how many cookies would you eat? Well, I mean, even, well, let's be real. How many cookies could I eat right now? But it's not beneficial for my body. It's going to make me sick. It's going to do bad things. So sometimes God says, you don't need that. And we want it. I don't understand why I cannot have, you know, this car, this house, this job. Why? And we stomp our foot just like a kid. But God knows best, and He has something so much better for us than we could ever, ever imagine. So that was one of the very first lessons that I learned from Theodore, that sometimes I just need to let go of what I want to get what I need. And that will be, God gives us what we need, not what we want. And if you then know that you are, this is Matthew 7:11. If you then know you are evil, how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? I would not give my child something that would harm him on purpose. I'm not going to give him a snake. Unless it's non-poisonous and we're studying snakes or something. I mean, that's crazy. But I'm not going to give him a knife. I'm going to give him good things. Age appropriate. God's the same way with us. Sometimes our age is not appropriate to get what we want. And I don't mean our physical age. I mean our maturity age. I mean, I think I'm ready to win the lottery, but God doesn't. So there we are. All right, we have another picture of Thor. And this is a picture we had. He's happy. He's not crying. We had to have our floors done, so we had to stay away. And this is me trying to get him to go to sleep. Clearly, it is not working. And that's only one picture of disobedience. I mean, if he's standing on a tall ledge, I'm not going to stop and snap a picture to say, hey, this is what disobedience looks like. But I can share with you many, many stories about disobedience. But God wants our love and our obedience. That is another lesson I've learned from him. So we were at the Children's Museum, and there's this big thing in there, and Thor climbed up it. I mean, there's only way out on the bottom, so it's relatively safe. But we told him, okay, it's time to get down. So do you think he climbs down in a happy little manner? No, he climbs to the top. I'm 43, so my 43-year-old overweight self is climbing up in this thing to go get my child out of the top of it. Well, we get back in the truck, and I was forgiven, and, well, did you have fun? He said, no. Wait, what? I didn't like it when you said those bad words. What did I say? You know what bad words I said? Get down. We don't like to be told what to do. Whether you're a kid, whether you're a grown-up, we don't like it. But God sets parameters for us to keep us safe and to keep us close to him. If you have a pet dog, not comparing it to kids, but and you put up a fence, it's not because you are, I want to keep my dog inside, because it's because you don't want him to get outside and get hit by a car or get stolen. God's the same way with us. He knows better than we do what's out there in that mean, cruel world. And he sets up parameters for us to say, you're not going out there. You're going to stay here. And we don't like it. We don't want to get out of the fence. But when we get outside that fence, if we escape, we quickly learn why God said, stay in here. He's doing that to keep us safe. He just wants our love. I was going to put up another picture of my mom and Thor. And it's just a picture of, I mean, you can just tell the love. I mean, you can almost see it in the picture of how much she loved Theodore and how much she loved me. You know, my mom and dad used to be like, the baby's home. Talking about me. Well, when Thor was born, if I happened to come over there without him, where's Thor at? So it's generational. The love does not stop at just mom. It goes to grandma and great-grandma and great-grandma. But that's what God wants from us, our love and obedience. I'm sure I would love it if we could let our puppy loose. We don't have a fence right now, so we have to walk him. I'd love it if we could just let him loose and he'd stay in the yard, if he loved us so much that he never wanted to leave the yard. But we have to put him on a leash. One of my favorite things in the world is when Thor comes up and flops on me. Now, sometimes in the wee hours of the morning, but I secretly like it because I know he is comfortable enough with me to stay close. And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to stay close. All right, the next thing that I learned, I keep forgetting to read the scripture. I'm so, so sorry. There's two here. One is 1 Samuel 15:22. But Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. And Joshua 22:5. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to keep his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. This makes me think of a story when I was little. My aunt's here. She probably remembers it, or she may not. But it was Mother's Day, and I wanted to get my mama something for Mother's Day, right? So I asked my mama for a dollar to get her something for Mother's Day. It still embarrasses me to this day because I asked my mama for money to get her something. But we as adults, we don't care about what physical things. I could care less if Thor gets me a Mother's Day present. But his hugs, his kisses, that is the best. The absolute best thing in the world. I never understood that before. I was like, I'd be wanting a present. Couldn't care. Now, Harley, on the other hand, could probably get something, and I would appreciate it. But I'm kidding. Thor, all I want from him is his love. So the next lesson that I've learned from Thor is that God wants us to rest in him. There should be a picture of us. I skipped it, I guess. Or it skipped. Yeah. This is when Thor got tubes in his ears. And they told us when we went in, they said, he's probably going to yell and scream. He's just confused. After it was over, they said, he'll probably yell and get confused. And he's not hurting. He's just doesn't know where he's at. Well, I started singing to him because I always sing to him. So he knows the singing voice. He was not fussy. I don't remember if he cried at all because he knew my voice. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. He knew he was safe. He didn't have to worry about anything hurting him. He was with his mama. And y'all know what mama's pretty rough. You don't mess with mama. Psalms 23:1-4 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Isn't that such a nice image? Green pastures, still waters. That's where God wants to take us. He wants to be able to rest. Like I was saying, when we have that little baby in our arms, they're resting good. They might wake up in the middle of the night, but if you're there, they look up and go, okay, the world's safe. If we are so close to God that we can just go, okay, it's all right with the world because God's here. I don't have to worry anymore. That rest, that peace that we can have when the world is going crazy around us, storms coming, we don't understand how it's going to work, people are losing jobs, people are getting sick with diseases, people are doing all this stuff, we can rest right in his hands. I don't think there's anything as peaceful as a sleeping baby when they finally get to sleep, right? And they're in your arms, you just... And I think it's the same way for them. They're at peace. They're resting. They don't want for anything. They're in their mother's arms or father's arms. We can rest in our father's arms the same way. It doesn't have to be any different. So this one is, this last thing that I want to share with you about what I learned from Thor kind of goes along the same lines, but it's a little bit different. God's love is unconditional and all-powerful. This picture, I have a lot of pictures of him asleep. Maybe that's the only time I can get a picture of him. This is us coming back from Carowinds. I think I shared last year about what happened in Carowinds. We had put him on one of those little kitty swings, and adults cannot ride this ride, so it's not like we just sit and, oh, have fun. We were diligent. I mean, we put him on that ride and went immediately to the exit. I mean, we were not letting this kid out of our sight, right? Well, he does a little ride. The ride stops. A kid comes over and steps on the thing, and immediately I go in to help him get down. I circle. Maybe I just missed him. I circle again. He was not on that ride. My heart went to my toes. That was probably one of the scariest moments of my life. I mean, it was probably 45 seconds. But in my mind, there's no way he could have gotten out the entrance because you can't go out the entrance. And somebody had gotten my child, and they were on the way to some trunk of a car. That was what was going through my mind in that 45 seconds. And we had actually, we do the leash, the monkey backpack. You can judge me if you want to, but I mean, anyway. We had put an old phone in there. And Harley was about to start tracking the phone. I mean, that's how scary it was until somebody goes, oh, I think he's over there by the curb. He had managed to get out the entrance. But I promise you, I would have taken on a 400-pound, 6'7" man if it had come down to it. Without question. Now, he might have mopped the floor with me because, I mean, I'm human. I'm not God with all power. As much as I would want to save my child, 3 or 4 people might take me down. Maybe might take 5, but I'm human. But I would have fought to the death for my child. And that is exactly what God does for us. He literally fought to death. But he is all powerful. There's no, oh, well, my punch is too weak. He has all the power, all the resources to keep us safe. The problem is a lot of times we go wandering off because we want to get back on the ride. And we came in that door and, you know, we like it. So we're going to get back on that door so we can come back in and do it again. We run away. But the cool thing about God is he comes to find us. He doesn't leave us out there off on our own. Romans 8:38-39 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I cannot imagine a single thing that would make me stop loving my child. I've heard stories of, but I cannot imagine. That's not to say that you might not have to do some tough love and not give them what they want, not do some things. But that love in my heart, I cannot imagine anything in the world that would make me stop loving that child. And God is that way with us. He still loves us. We might be stupid, but he still loves us anyway. He's still fighting to keep us safe and in his care. So our last scripture is one that is probably the most familiar scripture ever. It's all on baseball and all that stuff. And I'm gonna read it from up here because I know the King James Version from Bible school. Okay, maybe it's not up there. So y'all getting some King James today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Probably the biggest thing that I thought, how can I express how much I love my child, knowing that God loves us even more? I don't know that I will be able to give up my child to save anybody. I mean, Harley and Thor are in a pool, they're both drowning. Well, first of all, I can't swim, so we're all pretty much stuck. But sorry, Harley. Going for my child. But God loved us so much that he gave up his Son. Now, he knew the end of the story, but can you imagine watching the torment that Jesus went through? Can you imagine always being there and then all of a sudden not being there. It blows my mind to think how much God loves us, that he gave up his son to save us. That is probably the biggest lesson that I've learned. God loves us so, so much. There's not words for it. And I'm so thankful that I've got to just see a little piece of it. Compared to what God loves us, there's just no comparison. There's not comparison. And these are not the only lessons that I've learned from Thor. But knowing how much God loves us is probably the best thing that I've ever learned, because y'all know I had a little period of rebellion, and I can't imagine what God went through when I was in that space. And I'm thankful that he came and he left the 99 to come look for me. There's a song that the worship team is going to do, and it's, there's no wall he won't kick down, no corner he won't light up. He's coming looking for us. You know those movies where, I will find you. God's coming to find us. And I'm going to turn it over to them. This is the song.
Stand to sing with us. For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. So the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God, though it chases me down, fights till I finally don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Though the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God, yeah, yeah, been so, so good to me. I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Still you give yourself away.
no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
Deserve it, but still you gave yourself away. That message was a perfect picture of God's love that He has for us that is displayed through the love of a mother for their child. You can't ask for any better. You can't experience any greater love than the love that God has for you. And Nikki gave tons of great examples of how, as a mother, she loves her child in that same way, with that same power, with that same compassion and kindness and gentleness. You see, we don't deserve that kind of love because we are sinners. Because we are wicked, because we are evil, because we are selfish and self-centered. You see, we don't deserve that type of love because we do disobey God and we do turn and run from Him. But you see, it doesn't matter because just like what Nikki talked about, she would have gone through everyone at Carowinds to find her son. God went through everything so that you could find Him. And I want you to have that opportunity now to know and experience that love that you don't deserve, that you can't earn, but yet He gives to you. All you got to do is receive it. So with every head bowed and eyes closed, if that's you, if during the message and during the service today, you have just felt God's love poured out for you, there's a reason that you found this service today. There's a reason that you're watching right now, and there's a reason that God wanted you to hear this, to hear the message and the worship today that points to His love for you. Even when you don't deserve it, even when you can't earn it, He's giving it to you. All you have to do is accept and receive it. So if that's you and you want to know and experience the love of God that was poured out and displayed through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we get to see and live out on a daily basis through our mothers, if you want that, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. And it's not the words of this prayer. They have no magic. They have no power alone. It's your heart behind it. That you believe that Jesus is who he says he is. That he lived the perfect life that you can't. That he paid for your sins on the cross, even to death. And that he rose on the third day in victory. Because he wants you to have life everlasting with him. It's not about your effort. It's about what he did and you receiving it by grace through faith. So if that's you, just pray this with me and confess in your heart and with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. So pray this. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe you lived the perfect life. I believe you paid for my sin on the cross. I believe you rose in victory on the third day. I repent of my sin. I turn from my way. I turn to you, Lord. Help me to follow you the rest of my days, the best that I know how. Amen. Now, if that was you, and you prayed that prayer, and that's the first time that you've ever asked Jesus into your life as Savior, and the first time that you've ever confessed him as Lord, we want you to know that your salvation is in him and not anything in this world. And we would love to celebrate with you. And we would love to encourage you and walk with you through that. Whether you are here nearby in Spartanburg or in South Carolina and can come be a part of the Vine Church, or whether you are states away, you can still be part of the Vine Church. We are here for you and we'll walk with you through this. So please reach out to us. Leave a comment on Facebook or wherever you're watching this from. Send us an email at hello@thevine.tv. We would love to connect with you and to help you and to love you as well the way that Christ loves us. So thank you again so much for joining us. Thank you for being here and worshiping with us. There is no greater place that we could be here on this Sunday while we are here on this earth before we step into eternity with our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you for being here. May you have a wonderful and incredible week. Thank you. God bless. Join us again next week.